Hey, Austin, you got us?
Yeah.
We are now joined by our third place finisher tonight, Austin Cindric, driver of the number 22 Discount Tire Ford for Team Penske. Austin, take us through the race from your perspective.
A lot of ups and downs. I think we're obviously a solid car in the top three all night. And we had a miscue on pit road there in stage three that really set us back almost outside the top 10. And drove our way back up into the top three under green, which I was really impressed that our car was able to do that. So that gave me the confidence we were able to go contend for the win, and obviously got the front row restart there and got to jump on Ross. And I think the first 30 laps of a run were pretty strong for us. Probably lap 10 to 40 were our best. And, about 10 or 12 laps into that run, started losing power steering while you're in the lead. And that's fun. Let me tell you, I have never felt so helpless in my entire life. I've never been in so much pain while driving a race car. And I've never probably felt so defeated after a race. I've never lost a race this way. Just physically not being, I mean, after a while, your hands get numb, your arms get numb, your back gets numb, and you're still in the lead driving away, but there's 20 laps left. And what a track for that to happen. But enough feeling sorry for myself, I guess. Obviously, we've done a lot of hard work this year, and to come into this race, clinching the regular season, a lot of positives there, position ourselves well for the playoffs, and hope to take advantage of it. Pretty hungry after tonight, needless to say. But part of our Discount Tire Ford Mustang, we're obviously really fast and made the right adjustments, just not in the cards.
All right, we will roll into questions. Kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead when you're ready, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, can you describe racing Bristol with no power steering? Like, can you kind of explain it for the layman?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't 100% certain what was going on. At first, I thought I was just getting tight. Obviously, Bristol, you got really high loads and no rest. So you have very short amount of times to really digest what's going on. So after a couple laps of that, I started thinking, like, man, am I falling out of the seat? Like, what's going on here? And then sure enough, you know, the first times you start to the way the systems work, not to get too technical on them, but you can get them sometimes with a very quick correction of the wheel when the pump can't keep up with your hand movements. And that's when I first realized it was the power steering, not just me or the balance of the race car. And then from there, I had to start positioning my hands differently on the wheel instead of, you know, being here. You know, you go from grabbing a little further down. And at that point, it gets really difficult to track the wheel, especially when the racetrack is so finite as far as the grip on the bottom. And then it seemed like it really went off a cliff there with about 10 laps to go. It got extremely difficult. And like I said, my body went really numb for a while, and still had the lead, and I hung on the best I could. And I've never felt so helpless before in my life. You always love to be in control of situations, and that was the one we just couldn't keep from happening.
And I mean, obviously, I heard the exchange with you and Ross when I asked Ross about the contact before the restart. Did that surprise you? It's just so rare for us to see that. I mean, were you surprised you guys actually had contact there?
I'm surprised that he cut like hard left right before the restart box. That surprised me. I wasn't surprised that he tried to rub me back down. I saw him doing the same thing to Briscoe on one of the other restarts as the leader on the top, really shoving him down to the bottom of the corner so he can get the drive off. So I tried to hold my own in the middle of the racetrack so I could get the best drive. I mean, it's end of the race at Bristol. You want to be able to take advantage of having new tires, good drive off on the bottom. And he kind of rubbed me down. And I mean, I don't know who made contact first. It doesn't really matter. And then he cut it hard left, but at the end of the day, it didn't matter. I think I did my job on the restart, and it's just hard racing. I mean, it's fun to see the gamesmanship, because that's the things you got to pick up on as a driver, watching somebody else take advantage of somebody else, and at least got to try and put yourself in a better position.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead when you're ready, Jim.
Hey, Austin, can you put a little bit of perspective into everything that you've been able to accomplish in this regular season so far? And then also how much what the opportunity ahead means to you for a championship?
Yeah, it's obviously what you work for. I take this racetrack specifically, which is why I'm probably more defeated than I should be tonight. If you fast or rewind 2 years ago in this same race, I was two laps down before the end of the first stage in a good car. And you fast forward another year, I qualify and pole, and I'm leading at that same point in the race. And you fast forward another year, and we're in position to win the race. So I feel like this place has been a really true testament to my development as a driver. I feel like the car that I'm driving, the setup I'm driving, was really built up around me for this racetrack. So there's definitely some pride in that, knowing the success that we've had recently with that setup. But from an overall standpoint, yeah, it's really gratifying. And it's a year's worth of hard work for that regular season championship. I think it means more to us than it does on from a textual standpoint. So that was my number one goal beginning the year, because that's what pays the biggest playoff points. And, you know, you saw it the other night in the truck race, how much playoff points mean when you're ahead and when you've got a bad day. So hopefully we can minimize that and do the best we can to make it to Phoenix.
And from your perspective and your team's perspective, do you look at Las Vegas as a playoff opener as an excellent spot for you guys to start?
Yeah, I think that was the first on the list of the ones that got away this year. So I look forward to it. Look forward to making some small gains and trying to have another good night.
Thanks, Austin.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Steven Taranto. Go ahead when you're ready, Steven.
Austin, leading a race and finishing third at Bristol with no power steering shows a lot of toughness. After the race, did you get any attaboys from anyone on your crew or anyone on pit road for toughing out like that?
Yeah, I mean, the way I see it, it's my job. I mean, I know my guys are behind me 100%. I know they also know that I do a lot of work physically. I mean, I'm a pretty lean guy, but I do a lot of work to make sure I'm fit enough to do these races and more. And you know, maybe I need 10 laps more fitness. it's so tough to speculate. You know, I'm one of those people that wishes they could have done more. So I'm proud of my team. They've done a lot for me this year and over the years. And anytime I can reciprocate, it's worth it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Austin.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Abigail Brown. Go ahead when you're ready.
Hi, Austin. How do you feel about starting the playoffs here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I think it's the only solid race that you could, you know, look forward and make some expectation for in the Xfinity playoffs, because we got Talladega and then the Roval. Obviously, the road course has been pretty crazy, especially on late race restarts with guys staying out and not taking tires and becoming a really big log jam, similar to Daytona. That's happened at every single road course this year. So that definitely adds a threat. And then Talladega goes without saying. So I think everyone is in the mindset of, man, if I can just go have a really good Las Vegas, I can ensure myself some sort of sense of security for the next two races in the first round.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, Austin, congratulations, and we will see you next weekend at Las Vegas.
Great, thank you.